Ecstasy sex is about the creative life force. It's about a limitless energy. It's about giving and receiving, going on forever just as a wave comes into shore. But genital or Western sex can sometimes be a destructive life force. It's ridden with negative social conditionings, and this can develop into fear, which long-term actually decreases the amount of communication, decreases the experimentation, flattens the spontaneity, and suppresses the amount of joy that people can share in their sexual experience. In ecstasy sex, you can enjoy pleasure all the time, right from the beginning of making love until the end. Whereas Western genital sex tends to emphasize intercourse. There's a great pressure to ejaculate and come as quickly as possible. The main pleasure only seems to happen with the ejaculation or orgasm. Whereas ecstasy sex is slow and suspended. Western sex is dynamic and vigorous. Ecstasy sex involves open eyes. Your eyes are the windows to the soul. Whereas most people during Western sex tend to keep their eyes closed. In ecstasy sex, the inner child comes out to play. And it's perfectly okay to make lots of noises, from crying out loud with pleasure to gooing, gahing, and almost gasping like a baby. In Western sex, the suppressed adult hides any pleasure. Often one partner won't even know when the other one comes or orgasms. In ecstasy sex, the orgasm is an amazing expansion internally. Whereas in Western sex, orgasm is anticipated as a violent release. It's centered in the genitals and it's an externally felt sensation. In her beautiful book, The Art of Sexual Ecstasy, the author describes the orgasm in genital sex as being like bouncing in a boat. Once the wave parts, the boat settles down and there's no more action. It's a very localized release. Whereas ecstasy sex involves an orgasm that's like rowing a boat and watching the sunlight. Orgasm is a prolonged series of subtle, continuous, wave-like pulsations that spread throughout your body. With surrender, there is that impression that you are melting into your partner. There's a deep letting go and a deep intimacy. The orgasm may be felt as far as the tips of your toes and the top of your skull. In ecstasy sex, the experience is one of beauty and pleasure and joy. There's a totally open communication between lovers, a delicate harmonization requiring trust, openness, and creativity. But with Western sex, people can keep their distance. Sex can be just sex, the physical joining of two bodies. Putting it bluntly, it's impossible to achieve the plane of ecstasy sex if you're having sex with a prostitute or a gigolo. For ecstasy sex, there needs to be love. But the catch-22 is that ecstasy sex with another person isn't possible unless you first come from a position of self-love, from a strong self-esteem and self-acceptance. You're encouraged to experience a process called awakening your inner lover. In this process, you welcome yourself as an honored guest in your own heart space. You are your own best friend, your own lovable companion. You start off with the breath of life, the conscious connected breathing. Why don't you give it a go right now as you listen? Just place your resting hand over your heart. It helps you to connect with the physical sensations. But you can actually breathe into any part of your body that you want. And as you take big deep breaths, you will create a tingling warmth. And then you can spread those sensations throughout your whole body. It's a fact that the lungs are capable of expanding to take 7 litres of air. But most of the time, our lungs are working on only 1 litre of air. Surely you can see that we're just...